La Niña loosens its grip on the cotton belt. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Eric Snodgrass, science fellow and principal atmospheric scientist with Nutrien Ag Solutions, says that there are signs that the La Niña that's plagued the cotton belt is fading out. So what's that mean for cotton growers this year?
We've finally gotten rid of this thing that's plagued us for 3 years, which has been La Niña.
Goodbye La Niña means introducing El Niño. What's that look like?
Now you look historically at every El Niño event that we've got good records of, you'll find that generally speaking, we see a reduced number of tropical systems. So when we get into hurricane season late, because that's very important to the cotton crop, you can sometimes get a needed rain or you can sometimes get so much rain and wind that you destroy the crop. This is a year where we're possibly thinking of a slight reduction in overall hurricane activity. Everybody that's listening to this knows it just takes one to cause damage, but that could be an interesting late season feature to be on the lookout for.
Overall, he says it is a much more positive lookout in 2023 than 2022. Again, Eric Snodgrass, science fellow and principal atmospheric scientist with Nutrien Ag Solutions. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.